tonight on Real Ghost Stories Online. She heard her son playing in his room in the middle of the night, so she went to put him back to bed. He was in bed, sound asleep. So who was playing in the room?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802, our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to all of our episodes ad-free and get advanced episodes as well on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, here's the thing with this story, that she heard something in the room. My question is right off the bat, and I don't know that this will be answered, was, do you have a cat? Because there's that game you could play. Is it paranormal or is it a cat?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's your cat. Because my cats do that. Like the other night, I have hardwood floors in my bedroom, and I hear this like tinging, tinging, tinging. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Turn on the light. Kind of afraid to turn on the light because, you know, I might see an entity at the foot of my bed. And it's my cat with this little metal toy that he found somewhere. I don't know where he found it. And he's just kind of dropping it. He's picking up and dropping it. And it's kind of bouncing.
Yeah.
So there was that moment that I'm like, oh, shit. Because all these stories I do, I just know there's this dark mass at the end of my bed. You know, it's a shadow person, or it's going to be a little kid or something. It's just my cat.
It's a kitten. There's a little kitten at the end of the bed. That's all it is.
I know. And then I'm always super relieved when I realize, okay, that was my cat. Or there's other things. I'm like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Must have been my cat. Blame everything, especially on my cat, Izzy. Everything. Yeah. That cat's into everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that will be addressed. Do you have a cat? Because maybe the cat was playing in the kids' room in the middle of the night.
I think that sometimes needs to be considered. Or a raccoon got in the house, because raccoons also sound like children. Sometimes.
Okay, so if I woke up thinking it might be a shadow person or a child and I would see that, I would scream. I would also scream if I woke up and it was a raccoon. I think I would scream just as hard.
But would you rather have it be a shadow person or a raccoon that broke into your house and wanted to play with your child?
Oh, I don't know.
Raccoons can do a lot of damage.
Well, I didn't tell you this, I don't think, because Harper and I were talking about it one day, but I came home late on a Saturday night and I sat down to watch a little TV before bed. And I'm like, what is Izzy playing with? And Izzy was playing with a baby snake.
Oh, God.
And you know how squeamish I am about all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I do? You know, it's 12 o'clock at night. Who do I call? What do I do?
Yeah.
And then it hit me. I've got to deal with this on my own. I've got to figure it out.
So the baby snake, what did you do?
The baby snake. I went into my garage and I just stood there looking around going, what can I use? And then I got a bucket and I put the bucket between my feet so I could hold it in place. And then I got a broom because I didn't want to like touch it because it could touch me.
You can make friends with it.
I know, but you know me, I can't do that. I love all these little creatures, but I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be another one, waking up in the middle of the night and seeing a baby snake there. That would make me scream too.
Or is that an omen? Is it an omen that you found a baby snake in your house? What does that mean?
Does it mean that, like, Damon is coming to live with me?
Maybe.
Damien.
Yeah, I at the radio station that we worked at once, we had a a reptile problem in the basement.
Oh my God. It was kind of like biblical.
We had, really? There was one day where there was literally hundreds of frogs. That you couldn't walk. It was biblical. But shortly before that, I remember using the restroom down there and I saw something like moving, and it was like along the line of like the corner of the wall, like where the grout is, and it kind of bled. I'm like, what the hell's going on with the grout? It was a baby snake.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I was always like, to me, we've got this biblical toad infestation. You know, you only read about stuff like that in the Bible. And I was like, they're coming in from somewhere. Fix where they're coming in from. They don't just like grow there. Well, they're coming in from somewhere.
Our solution was to get some of those big old plastic cups that you get at like restaurants sometimes and you take with you. And then we just, you know, we filled the cups and just kept taking them back outside, and they kept coming back in.
Our production director, whose office was down there, and I had an office down there for a while.
Yeah.
And he had toad, he had a couple of them on the desks in one of the office, toad catching kits.
Yep.
And so you could just go down there recreationally and catch toads and take them outside.
Yep.
And people would do that. Yep. Rather than fix the frickin' problem.
There was toad catching for
had toad catching kits.
We did. That's
we couldn't afford to fix whatever hole they were coming in, I guess.
People have these like images of like what radio and TV stations are like. Like, this is the shit that actually happens in them. It's shit like
Carol
this.
Carol gets off there at 3:05. She's down in the basement catching toads.
Yes. Not even a joke. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit but felt like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too. But there is a breath of fresh air. Fume. What is it? It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and quite honestly, a whole lot more enjoyable and flavorful. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume gives you flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. Understand? Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial. It's designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for distressing and anxiety when you break your bad habit. It's amazing how much I'm like fidgeting with mine. And the taste, it's awesome. The first time you try it, more flavorful than you've ever imagined. That's what I found to be really surprising. Feels super fresh. And like I said, it feels good in your hand. The weight is good on it. It's balanced. It's fun to fidget with if you're someone like that, like I am. And it looks really cool. Beautiful, real wood built into the actual Fume itself. Plus, Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built, like I said, with fidgeting in mind, so you can spin your Fume around on it as well. Keep your year going strong and go with a good habit by going to tryfume.com/stories and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when you use my code STORIES to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Again, start the good habit at tryfume.com/stories to save 10% off the journey pack today. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi, let's hear the ghost story.
Hey, my name is Clara. I just had a couple of crazy things that have, that have happened. So the first one was when I was in my son's room. So my son was like 3 years old. We had moved into a new house, so we'd only, we'd been living there maybe about 6 months or so. I would always put him to bed, so I'd rub his back till he fell asleep. And there was this blue ottoman next to his bed that was like a cube, and you'd open it up and it had like spaceships on it or whatever would be appropriate for a 3-year-old boy's room. And inside of it then were these building blocks. They were soft, like kind of rubbery or whatever, but they're some of his favorite toys. so we'd play with them all the time. You know, we'd put them away. So anyway, these blocks were in this ottoman that had a lid on it, and it was sturdy enough and heavy enough where I could sit on it. And that's where I would sit, and I'd read his bedtime stories, and I'd sit there and rub his back till he fell asleep. So one particular night, I was reading him a bedtime story, The Very Hungry Caterpillar or something like that. And I was rubbing his back, and it was quiet in the room. And for some reason, and I didn't know what it was, or I wasn't really thinking of anything in particular, but I got really emotional and started crying, and not loudly, obviously. I didn't want to wake him up or anything, but it was just this really, like, very sad. I just felt so sad and so heavy. It was very strange, but it passed, and, you know, that was it. He gave him a kiss after he fell asleep, and I went into my bedroom. It was probably, oh gosh, I don't know, the middle of the night, so 2, 3, 4 a.m., something like that. And I woke up to what sounded like my son playing in his room, playing with those blocks. And so, of course, I got up, and he had hardwood floors in the bedroom. And so I got up, and I went in there to see what he was up to and try to tuck him back in, go to sleep or whatever. He was still tucked into his bed, and the ottoman was closed, and the books were on top of it, right where I had left them after I got up and left the room. And there was one block on the floor in the middle of his bedroom from this ottoman. And it was just so strange because, I mean, I got up right after I heard the sounds of the blocks. So, I mean, it wasn't like maybe he had gotten up earlier in the evening and was playing and had put himself back to sleep. I got up right away, and there was just one block on the floor, and he was, like I say, just absolutely sound asleep, snuggled up in his bed. So that was really strange. And so then for a few nights after that, whenever I would put him to bed, I got that really overwhelming, really sad feeling where I would almost get emotional. And then it stopped. And it was just such an odd thing. The only thing that I can think of is right around that time of year, I think it was November or December, right around that time of year, exactly 10 years earlier, I had had a miscarriage, pretty late stage in my pregnancy, pretty about midway through the pregnancy. And so the baby would have been born in December. And I always wondered if that was, you know, this baby sort of, you know, coming and saying, hey, I would have been 10 this year. And, I'm not sure. I don't know. Then another thing, completely unrelated. So then a couple years later, I was working for a design build firm. Kind of an emotional work. I was doing accounting for them. And it was lunchtime. And so it had been a stressful day, but not necessarily anything too stressful. I finally broke for lunch, and the other people in the office were already in the lunchroom. And I walked in to the room, to the lunchroom, and I saw myself absolutely clear as day, opaque, as if I were sitting there. It wasn't just shadow or misty or anything. And it was in the clothes that I was wearing that day to work. I had a black pencil skirt on, like if it was a business office, and a white button-down shirt and a pair of black pumps. And I saw myself sitting there eating and talking to the other people that were in the lunchroom. And I just kind of stood there for a second, and I turned back around, and I sort of did like what I do in the movies, you know, where you like rub your eyes and you're like, what? What? So I turned back around, and I went back into the lunchroom, and I wasn't there. And everybody, you know, a couple people greeted me, which they hadn't done before. They hadn't greeted me the first time I walked into the lunchroom. And this was the middle of the day. This is noon on a Wednesday, you know. And it was just the oddest thing. It was such a strange day. That was, I don't know, just another odd thing that I always think about. And I wonder about multidimensional things and people and how many planes of existence there really are. And I don't know. So I would say those are the two sort of strangest things that I can think of and figured I'd share. So thanks so much for the podcast. I love listening to it, and you guys are super fun to listen to, so I appreciate it. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts?
Cats.
There you go. There's your answer.
So end of segment. Let's move on.
Cats. There you go. Your answer is cats.
I wonder that too, though, sometimes. Like, is there... Because it kind of makes sense. Is there kind of levels in the universe of things that we can see, things that we can't see? Is it multidimensional and we're only seeing one dimension of it? I don't know. Sometimes I think about that stuff too.
I don't know. I mean, there's different frequencies, all different things. It's an interesting thing to think about. Sounds like a very bizarre experience that she had. Thank you for sharing that with us. If you want to share your ghost story, you can do so. 855-853-4802, the number to do that. If you want access to all of our episodes with no commercials to start binging away on ghost story after ghost story, then check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.